This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
Ah, kids these days. I still like to think I'm one of them. But language sure does change through the generations, doesn't it? One phrase that I remember being used a lot back when someone was all uptight, they were told to chillax, meaning to relax and chill at the same time. We have a tough time doing that, don't we? Particularly people in the evangelical church context. It seems with social media and YouTube and all the fame stages of today, there's this unquenchable hunt for significance, a big stage, and to be seen or heard by the masses. We seem bothered by other people's stage when it's bigger than ours. Not necessarily even the real stage, but just in terms of likes on Facebook or social media comments, attention, or who we're connected with that's famous. It's exhausting, isn't it? To feel like we're always trying harder for more, yet never satisfied with where God has placed us and when He has placed us. How frustrating and depressing to always want more, to be in competition, and to allow jealousy to overtake our joy. Yet I see it every day in the Christian world, and I get a front row seat to the show because of what God has called me to do in my occupation. Quite transparently, it really troubles me, and it has for some time. How in the world, in the Christian community, have we allowed ourselves to elevate some people as more important than others because of their fame? One Christian singer, whom I won't mention, won't even greet people before or after a concert and has security so tight around them that they barely come in contact with any fans. Wow, that's disheartening, and it shouldn't be. But even in little ways, I see everyday Christ followers viewing themselves in competition for significance. And really, it just breaks my heart. Not only is it exhausting and a bad example, it's just not needed, for our joy, deep and real joy, is found in something else. The Apostle Paul lays it out beautifully in 1 Corinthians 12. He says that some members of the body of Christ, the church, seem to be weaker or less important. But then he goes on to say these members who seem less honorable are actually worthy of more honor. That's right. So the more honorable one seems to be in the body, the more significant we think they are, the less honor that Paul says they deserve. Once again, Scripture blows up the common narrative, sets it on its head, and reshapes our thinking. Early in the chapter, Paul says that we can rest in where God has placed us and when He has placed us. Verse 18 says, "But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He desired." So, dear Christian friend, you're right where God wants you and right when He wants you to be there. Some are waiting for their big break. Some are wondering if it's ever going to come. God is saying, chillax. Stop stressing about it. It's all in His good plan. And during the times when things seem hopeless and you feel insignificant, God wrote through Paul that you are worthy of more honor. So the Christian music star that doesn't have time for anyone, they can keep right on walking. I want to meet the faithful Christian serving in the trenches, teaching Sunday school, firing up the boiler early on Sunday, directing traffic every week in the cold, the faithful praying mother and wife. They are the superstars. If you ever see me at an event, please come up to the station booth and tell me about your service. Not to brag or be prideful, but I just might want your autograph because you're special. Don't ever forget that.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.